What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever, another episode.
Yes. And today we are going to be doing a fun one, which I feel like is going to give us a little opportunity to maybe like do a little bit of acting it out because I'm saying like it to you guys. We are doing two truths and a lie. So I feel like when I'm lying, I have to like really
get your poker face on.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I feel like you could, I'll start sweating or something.
Right.
Like, oh, that's her lie.
Or like, you know, when people are lying and they're like smiling.
Yes. It's like, okay. So I've never, I've never seen Justin Bieber.
Right.
And you're like, I don't like mustard.
Right. Right. You're like, well, I'm going to go ahead and say you've never seen Justin Bieber.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were grinning like an idiot. Like,
which this list was difficult, I feel like, personally to do. Like, because I was like, oh, that's a good one. And I was like, to share with like viewers and stuff. And I was like, and I'm lying directly to Ryan's face right here. Like
I'm going to pretend like I don't know.
Yeah. And so I really, there definitely was a curve to creating my list. I was like really trying to dig to the depths. So I was like, man, I hope Ryan doesn't know this. And if you do, pretend you don't.
Right. I was trying to come up with things that were like fun and interesting for the viewers.
Right.
But that you guys didn't already know. And turns out that is quite a small Venn diagram.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh, this is such a good story. The viewers have never heard it. I'm like, but you have.
Right.
And you have to be able to guess, which actually preparing for this episode has really made me want to do a Never Have I Ever episode.
Oh.
Ooh. Yes.
Because then it can be all those like funny, interesting things. And it doesn't matter if the other people already know it.
Right. And also it's more like, oh, I have done all these things and like, let's see who, or like I haven't, instead of it being like, what am I, I'm not trying to like give them any new information.
Yeah.
Like what,
we should
at this point, what new information? We've just said everything. Like, we've talked about it all. That's why this was really hard.
Yeah. I know. I'm wondering, like, after we hit that 1 year, do we get to like start telling the stories again? Like now that
we have definitely started to
retell
stories. I'm like, oh, we've definitely talked about that. In preparing for episodes, I'm like, oh, I can talk. I definitely already told that story.
I'm an open book. I have told you guys everything.
Yeah. We're going to start rehashing stories. Yeah.
But I feel like, hopefully, it's like, you know how when your friend starts telling a story and you've heard it before, but you're just like, I still want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Right. Uh-huh. And then what?
And yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully you guys feel the same
hopefully.
Way.
Hopefully.
And the fun part about that sometimes is I'm like, ooh, I didn't get that little bit. You forgot that last time.
Right.
Or maybe they're just embellishing and give me a better story. And
right.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm here for that too.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the little extra just to give the story a little oomph.
Ryan knows. I was like, he's like, Paloma, you like love to just like embellish. I'm like, no one cares about the actual story. They are just wanting to be entertained.
Right.
And he's like, and I'm like, I'm so serious. That's my motto. Like, if I'm telling you a story, I just want you entertained.
Right. Especially if it's about nothing even like serious or even who even cares.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I used to always get in trouble for that as a kid. That was like something I felt like I constantly heard from like parents, siblings, teachers. Was like, it didn't happen that way. Or like, come on, like you're embellishing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it wasn't until you just said that I realized like, I feel like that's not really something that people say to me anymore. So either like my lies are getting better or I've like grown and I'm like, I'll just tell the story the
how
way it
is.
Happened.
I believe that you are telling the story how it happened, but
It's like how I think it happened.
Yeah. From your perspective and how it went in your head. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I would prefer it than the facts.
And
I don't care about the facts.
Everybody clapped.
Right. Right. Everyone clapped when I hit that high scene. It was incredible, but it was like nobody.
My grandma, like,
yeah, honey.
And there was a standing
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
But like, I feel that because guess what? I'm like gooped and I'm tell me more.
Right. I'm intrigued. That's why we watch TV. And that's why we watch reality TV. You think like we're watching it because of the actual tea? Like, no.
It's
give me the fake backstory.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have a message from the group chat that I would love to read. If you want to be a part of the conversation and text us literally anything or just be a part of the episodes, you can text us at 917-810-3045. This one is from Anonymous, and they say, hey, girlies, happy 1 year. I love the podcast so much, and I just had to share with you a little story. So I've been getting closer with one of my coworkers and would consider her a new friend. The other day, we were at work, and she asked me if we wanted to hang out. She said, hey, would you want to hang out with me sometime and relearn the hoedown throwdown for fun? I immediately thought of you three and thought, wow, this is such a friendship green flag. Of course, I said yes. Major green flag.
I love major. That.
Imagine somebody like coming up to you that you like work with, right? So it's already kind of like, you know, we're testing the waters here. And like, would you want to learn the hold down, throw down?
Green flag.
Green flag. I'm like, how do you know this about me? Right. How do you know this?
That tells me that that's kind of maybe some of the conversations they've had around the office that have made her feel like, I like this girl. Like,
right.
We could be more than just work friends.
Right. We could
hoe down and throw down.
We could hoe down and throw down outside of work hours. Yes.
I like that a lot.
And you know, I always say first date or first hangout or whatever, it's good to like do an activity, like give yourself something to do while you're talking and getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
What better activity?
Yeah.
Learning the hoedown throwdown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know you had to watch a video taped on like a potato because that's what we were watching. Like there was no to do like step by steps that was on a clear video.
Yeah. The recent one.
It was like 240p was like the video quality.
So bad. And also like this, even like the size of like the screen, like of how it was like so small compared to like the TV we were watching it on.
Yep.
Tiny.
I could see the pixels.
Oh. I could count
there
the
were
pixels.
Eight.
Yep. I'm like, there they all are. But that was so fun and we had such a great time.
Yeah.
So I hope that you and your new coworker friend have a good time.
Yeah.
Send us a text when you do it and tell us how it goes.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
So cute.
I know, so cute.
You know what that makes me want to do? Like learn another dance like that with you guys. And you know what we could do is the We're All in This Together dance along.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
Filming sesh.
Yes. Done. That's on like the bonus features of like the DVD.
And higher quality. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Better quality.
Oh, and while you're watching this, if you want this to be an interactive episode, as the person is reading their two truths and a lie, write your guess in the comments.
Yes.
But like you have to do it in real time.
Yeah, no
cheating. Because we'll know.
Yes.
All right. Here is my two truths and one lie. I don't have a Twitter account. I have a personal email that is not hotmail.com. I downloaded OnlyFans.
Ooh. Does she have Twitter? I know I don't see you on Twitter, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have it.
I haven't been on Twitter, and I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, do I even have a Twitter?
I think you do, because I remember you tweeting funny things when you lived in New York.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a Twitter. You have an email that's not Hotmail. A personal email that's not Hotmail.
Yep.
And I downloaded OnlyFans. I have not seen an email that's a personal email that's not Hotmail.
And
I have it.
Don't you think if she had one, she would have given it to us? Because how embarrassing.
Well, and she would have told us because we roasted her about her Hotmail.
And she would have been like, no.
But also, are you downloading OnlyFans?
I believe it. Curiosity.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And ethical porn.
Right.
I'm all for it, you know?
That's tea.
I don't like the OnlyFans take so much from the creators, but in terms of like ethical porn, I feel like you're getting it more straight from the source.
That's tea.
It's like, do you want your water bottled or would you rather like drink it straight from the fountain?
Right. I don't know what the right answer is. From the bottle? From the fountain? I don't know.
I'd rather have it from the fountain.
Okay, from the fountain. Okay.
I want it directly from the source, baby. Yeah.
I feel like it's a Hotmail because I haven't yet to see.
Okay. Yep, let's lock it in.
Locked it in.
All right. So my lie is I downloaded OnlyFans.
She does have a Gmail.
You have a Gmail.
I created a Gmail.
And it's in threads you guys have been in before.
Thank you.
I'm over here like trying not to look at you.
Yep. Wow. I finally was like, I need to have a Gmail to fix this, because a year ago we were like, Paloma, you can't just have an Hotmail.
Right.
And I was like, okay, it's time.
Oh my God. You didn't make a whole announcement about it, and now maybe you should.
Maybe if you had a Twitter, you could have tweeted it.
Right. Right.
Well, here's the thing. I actually just deleted my Twitter, which that's why I thought you were going to be like, she has a Twitter, because I always send her shit on Twitter and she never responds. I'm like, girl, do you know how much content?
Because I don't be on Twitter.
But since Threads came out, I dropped Twitter the third day. I was like, you know what? I actually, I'm done here. And I
deleted your account.
I deactivated my account. And Ryan was like, forgot to tell my boyfriend. He all of a sudden starts sending me also. He's like, babe, like, it's
someone
not.
Hacked it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying to, and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I deleted my Twitter. He's like, cool.
Okay,
awesome.
Awesome.
And I just like made a decision. So yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have a Twitter anymore.
Okay.
That's really new. I used to like really be active on Twitter, actually.
Right. Okay. Here we go. My two truths and a lie. One. I used to have an Instagram account that had 24K followers. I used to model when I was younger, and I wanted to be a songwriter when I was younger.
Okay, so I feel like it's a little cheating, me using my information that I have on my best friend. I'm like, wait a second. I feel like we've had conversations about how we've mentioned that we've always wanted to write songs, but we could never do that. Like, we wanted to be Taylor Swift, but like never would come to us. Like, we'd be like, orange, what rhymes with that? And just...
Right.
Messed up. So I think that is a true. I think she might have potentially wanted to be a songwriter.
And as a kid, too.
And
before
as a kid.
You're like, really like, oh, is this for me? You're just like, mm-hmm. I'd like to do mm-hmm. that.
I think.
I also consider.
When you're four and you're like, I'm going to be an astronaut. You're like,
yep,
yeah.
I will be the president.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I think the modeling as a child makes sense because she did like movie
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like adjacent, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a long jump from like, you know, oh, I've been an extra in a couple movies and like I was in a JCPenney commercial.
Yep, yep. And what was the first one?
Oh, I had an Instagram account that had 24K followers.
Instagram. I'm trying to think about that.
Yeah, I don't, that one I'm kind of stumped on because I totally believe it. Like, but she's also never brought it up. But also maybe that's why she put it in here.
I was going to say, let me know if we're not telling the internet this, but I was like, the only platform that I'm aware of that you like were like, I had so many was when you were doing the Justin Bieber fan account.
Which maybe that's it.
I don't know if it was Instagram though. And I don't know if it was Instagram. But I think it's that one. I think it was some, I don't think it was on Instagram because it was before Instagram was like
giving it to us. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm locking it in.
Yep. You never had an account with 24,000 followers.
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the Justin Bieber account.
It was the Justin Bieber fan account.
It was Instagram.
It was an Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I was like, is it a Discord? It was like a thingy, something mm-hmm. else.
It was Instagram.
Oh my God.
So the lie was that I never actually wanted to be a songwriter. Like I wrote songs and like thought I could and like, but then found out I couldn't, but I never wanted to be a songwriter.
Okay.
Got him.
Wow.
You got me good. You really played me with my facts.
I know.
I was like, oh, you were spitting the facts and I was like, oh no.
Then same. Like the only time I've heard you like talk about like a previous account with like a following was Justin Bieber. But in my brain, I was like, was it Tumblr?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it like, what was it?
Mm-hmm. That was the platform, Tumblr. I was like, what gets notes? Tumblr.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Instagram.
What was the last thing you posted on there?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea.
Not even a clue.
When was the last time you were in that account year wise?
Probably 2013.
Mm. Yeah.
Does like, it still exist?
I have no idea. I don't know. Well, it could, but I also like sold it.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah.
She was a hustler.
Because I was like, I'm like going into senior year. Like, yeah. I can't like do this. And it was so much work. I mean, I had 24K. So I was like doing a lot. And I was like, I just can't. And I was like, but it has so many followers. And I was like, I could just sell this to like somebody who wants it. So I sold it. It could exist. Couldn't tell you. I have
no
idea.
Not that being your like social media manager origin story.
It literally is. That's like literally how I started doing like Instagram and stuff. Like for real. I know.
That is so cool.
A fan account.
Cute.
If you knew me back then, then you didn't.
Woo.
Okay. These three are all things from high school. So in high school, .. one of my Draco and Hermione fanfics went viral on Tumblr. I secretly bought a farm animal and hid it from my parents. And there was a rumor that I was pregnant.
Okay. 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 The farm animal one has got to be true.
I feel that too.
That's got to be true. Because
this bitch
that's
smuggled
so
in a chicken of some sort.
Smuggled in something that didn't belong in her house.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking about like school. What animals she could get her hands on? They had snakes.
I feel like any that definitely shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes and Lori were like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I really, this
and
girl then
the, and the, but the fan fiction.
I know.
We know she was writing it, you know.
But was she posting it on Tumblr?
Tumblr. We haven't really heard much about Tumblr from her like that.
I know. I know. I feel like that too. I know. I know. She was a Tumblr
girly.
Maybe
if I stare at her for long enough, she'll crack.
She's like,
stare at her.
And then I'm like, and the rumors about being pregnant, I'm like, those in high school or like when we were younger are like in between. Like that's probably
easy. I mean, right. That's like, who has it? Who has
accusations.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, the accusations. This book. Oh, God. I kind of feel...
I feel like we would have heard about the tongue.
Really? Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I feel we've heard about the lore. So, like, in those moments that we're talking about,
she would have been like, it went viral.
And low-key, it went viral at one point on Tumblr.
Okay, T.
Because, like...
I know, T. But, like, wouldn't we also have heard, like, if they were spreading rumors about her that she was pregnant? Like, she probably would have been so sad because... Okay, but here's the thing. And, like, respectfully... She was like struggling with how she felt about herself. And for somebody to think she was pregnant that was going around, like she probably would have been like, oh my God, like what the fuck's happening? The fuck. And I feel like we've talked so much about her high school experience that we would have heard that.
You're right.
You guys don't have to agree. You can guess different things.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
That's so true. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the pregnant one. I don't think that happened.
We probably would have known about that.
That's what I'm saying. But also, I agree with the viral one. I agree with that.
What would Sierra most likely already had shared, right? Like, it's like, that's the only thing.
But we've talked about the fan fiction so
which
much.
Which is why I'm like,
I don't
she would
know.
Have brought
we have
it up.
To choose. I don't know. You just need to pick. I've already
She's
chosen.
She's shitting herself over
you
here.
You got to pick.
All right. I'm sticking with the Tumblr notes, I think.
Okay. Please.
I did buy a secret farm animal and hide it from my parents.
I knew
it. It was a pig, right?
It was ducks. And it was Mackenzie.
God.
But I did not ever have fanfic go viral. Most of my fanfic, I did not post. The couple that I did post, literally two notes. Like, no one saw it. So when Kenzie and I were in high school, we used to take the train in our local area, like kind of in our county from place to place. So, mm-hmm. you know, we could take it to the beach. We could take it to like Barnes and Noble, wherever. And our parents were like, cool with that. So one day we took the train over to Barnes and Noble. And then next to Barnes and Noble was a feed supply store. And we used to go there to get pig food for my family's pet pig.
I knew there was a pig.
Yeah, there was a pig. So we were like, oh, like that's fun. Like, let's go in there and like see the animals. Like they always had farm animals. And they had a ton of baby ducks. They had just had this like surplus of baby ducks. And they were $10. $10 a duck.
A deal.
A deal.
Oh, truly.
And us being completely delusional, we're like, let's buy the ducks. We'll bring them. We'll make a little area for them in the backyard. And then in a couple weeks, we'll tell our parents. But like, we'll keep it secret for now.
How?
An excellent question.
I just want to say that you guys were like, ducks. Plural.
Ducks. Yes.
Like, you guys weren't like, oh, we're going to get a duck.
Yes.
Also, these
ducks.
People just let these teenagers buy the ducks.
Yeah. We were like, hi, tell us about your ducks. And they were like telling us all about like where they came from. And like, they're like, do you guys already have ducks? And we're like, oh, yeah. We're going to add them to our flock. So we bought the ducks, right? We get food and stuff for them. We get back on this. Well, we try to get back on the train and they're like, ma'am, you cannot bring ducks on this train.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have them hidden? And
they were in like a
out?
Crate.
So you tried going on.
Yeah.
Like
wow.
a dog.
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
And there
and their names
with her
were
ducks.
Mimi and Petrie. So we're like, come on, Mimi and Petrie. Like,
right.
Here we go.
Right.
So then we had to call one of our guy friends who already had his license because this was like summer going into junior year
mm-hmm.
to come pick us and the ducks up. So the boy drops us off. We like sneak into the backyard. My parents are home. We're like hiding them in the side yard. And we have like all sorts of stuff for animals at our house. So we're like mm-hmm. making them a cool little area, mm-hmm. little enclosure, and just loving life with our ducklings.
Right.
Like, this is the best day ever. So we sneak back inside after a couple hours outside with them. And my mom and dad are very suspicious because they're like, they're being so secretive. They're whispering. They're giggling.
Right.
Like, and what were they doing in the side yard. So my dad's like, I'm going to go investigate. It has to be like drugs or alcohol.
Right.
They're hiding something in the backyard. So the way my mom tells the story is my dad went down and he comes up busting Scream. Out laughing. And my mom's like, what? What is it? And my dad's like, they bought ducks. My mom's like a statue? No. Ducks.
Ducks.
So my mom goes down and looks at them. My parents are trying to decide what to do. And my mom's like, well, before we make any plan, let's like mess with them a little bit. So my parents were going out shopping for new decor for my grandma's house. And they start sending us pictures of anything with a duck on it and being like, what do you think of this for grandma's house? Like a duck lamp, like this picture of a duck.
Right.
Kenzie and I are like, we're so stupid. We're like, do you think they know?
No.
So long story short, many more shenanigans ensue of my parents just messing with us and us trying to hide these ducks. And eventually, you know, they make us come clean about it. And we talked to Kenzie's parents and we made up a plan that they were going to like stay at Kenzie's house and then my house. And then we'd like make a full area for them because I was about to leave for church camp. Mm. So we had like a week of bliss with Mimi and Petrie.
Mimi and Petrie.
Amazing. We're like thriving. I went to church camp. Unfortunately, they got eaten by coyotes.
No.
Yeah. Oh, at Kenzie's house.
Tragic.
So because we had like an enclosure for them, but they like a coyote like broke in and
right.
ate them. So.
R.I.P. Petrie.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. R.I.P. Mimi and Petrie. Was it irresponsible to get ducks? Yes. Yeah. Was I 15? Yes. Yeah. Was it also a hysterical story?
Yes.
Yeah, that is so iconic. And I want you to be prepared for Grace to sneak an animal home.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't drugs.
No, right.
That's
right.
True. Listen.
And that's why.
And that's when my parents were like trying to like lay down the law, like this was irresponsible. I'm like, you told me you thought it was drugs.
So how was this
worse? So you should be thrilled.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's true. And then when I took my grippy sock vacay in high school and then decided to not come back to high school for that next year, junior year. So I just left, right? Mm-hmm. And then senior year, I was going to try to come back. I came back for a couple days and was like, I'm going back to independent study. Like, I'm over it. But in those couple days that I came back, a teacher approached me and was like, hey, so you left for like a year. Interesting. And now you're back? Like, And he started insinuating like that I left because I was pregnant.
Oh. Mm.
And I was like,
that's really inappropriate.
Yeah, right. super inappropriate. Very. And after that, and I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to be like, I tried to unalive myself.
Right.
LOL, science teacher.
Right.
Like, I just felt so uncomfortable about it that I was just like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like, no, yeah. I didn't have a baby, but. Yeah, and he's like, well, and I was dating someone who was in one of his classes. He's like, oh, well, I know you're dating this guy, so, like, maybe I should ask him. And it was so weird. And
oh, my God.
Ew. Yeah, ew. And no one had, like, asked me about that before. It's just like, oh, so you're left for a year, and, like, now she's back. Like, I feel like that happens.
Yeah, like, yeah. Who cares? Like, yeah. People move and, like, do shit. Like, yeah. It's, like, whatever.
That's weird.
But yeah. After he brought that up, then it started going around.
He started a rumor.
I was going to say.
So I don't want to say he started the rumor, but, like, it originated near him.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. But yeah, I felt like that was pretty messed up. Because like, I don't know. What if I was?
Right. Oh, yeah. Who cares? Like, that's not your business.
Not your business. Also, like, I don't know. Just the reality of the situation kind of put me in a weird spot where like, I most of my friends knew what happened, but it wasn't like common knowledge at the school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
But also like.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. And like, did you just want. Are you just like nosy?
Tea?
Like, are you just asking me?
Yeah,
for
it wasn't
fun?
Giving like, support. It was really just like, so, like, what happened?
It kind of was giving like shame a little bit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like the way that, even the way he asked was like,
want his answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you didn't give him the answer he wanted, he was like, well, I'm going to go ask the other person because.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, and you know what I remember about it too was I didn't catch on right away what he was insinuating because he was like, you left for a year. And I was like, yes. And he's like, what's that? Like a school year. That's like 9 months and some change, right? Like that was kind of how he said it.
I don't like that.
Yeah. And that's when I caught on like, oh,
you're being weird.
Yeah. You're saying I got pregnant, left school, had a baby, and now I'm back.
And now you want me to tell you, I had a baby. Right. And now I'm back.
Let me tell you about my secret baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
So good weird. God.
No, that's not it.
No.
Not it.
All right. My next two truths and a lie are, growing up, I hated the color pink. In middle school, my most prized possession was my Sidekick cell phone, and I was obsessed with Bratz dolls.
I believe that she didn't like the color pink because we've talked about the not like other girls thing.
Right.
But it's hard for me to picture a Paloma who didn't love pink.
I've never heard her talk about Bratz dolls in my life, ever. And maybe I don't listen to when she talks, potentially. Potentially. But I've never heard that. But I do, I feel like we kind of all had a moment where we were like, not pink, like, ew. I feel like we all had that and we've chatted about that before.
And I feel like she would put that in there to try to throw off the scent of like, oh, that's a lie. Paloma, she loves
is pink. Yeah.
This is hard to just sit here and watch you guys discuss it. Because I want to be like, or like,
right.
I don't know.
And what was the other one?
Growing up, I hated the color pink.
Right.
In middle school, my most prized possession was my sidekick cell phone.
Believe
it. I was totally obsessed with Bratz dolls.
Okay, definitely believe. Bratz. Yeah, it's got to be Bratz.
Yep.
Lock it in.
Yeah, that's my lie.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, in fact, wrong. I was obsessed with Bratz dolls. That was my sleeping bag. I had like the bag to open them up and carry around with them. I had every single Bratz doll. Like that
I've
was
never heard
going to
life.
Walmart. I was like, Dad, take me to get a new Bratz doll.
Wow.
I've never heard this in my life. Wow.
TBT, because it's just not really as topical now, I guess, because it doesn't. But I will tell you.
Not really. But now is the time to start talking about it because we're talking about Barbie and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Which is not even on topic, but so weird. When I wrote this down in my notes app preparing for this episode, writing I was obsessed with Bratz dolls, I all of a sudden started having Amazon promote me Bratz like material, like phone cases, shirts, and stuff like that. And I haven't seen Bratz promoted to me in so long. So don't know what that is, but I swear to God on everything, I have not typed in Bratz or like looked up Bratz.
Right.
And now it's on my Amazon. So don't know what that is.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah.
So
growing up, I hated the color pink. I was like, hell no. Right. I'm not gonna.
Of course.
Yeah. Because we're not like other girls.
I was gonna say, we've definitely. Yeah.
And and I never had a sidekick. I wanted one. I really wanted a sidekick, but
that's a lie.
Because remember, like they would fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But I never.
Well, that's why when you said that one, I'm like, there's no way she wasn't obsessed with it.
Exactly.
But
I guess she didn't have one.
She would have been obsessed with it.
Right. Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Also, I could picture you as one of the sidekick girls. You know, the way
too.
They flip
just
it?
She flipped. Yeah.
I wanted absolutely. To be one so bad.
And you had what it takes.
Yeah, totally.
You had the flip.
I have the persona for a sidekick girl. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that was good.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We're like not. We haven't
I've
gotten
got
any.
Mine. No?
I did.
You did.
No.
No,
she
did.
She did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to pick one that's like hard. I used to want 12 kids. I won vice president in fourth grade. I won an award for showing ponies.
Showing ponies like a dog show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like she wanted 12 kids at one time, like so crazily. Like,
yeah.
Maybe young, when she was like with her like siblings and she was like, I just love them so much. And like taking care of them is just so awesome. So I want 12 children because that's what she wants us to think because she doesn't want like children. So
right.
To come out with that. I don't
right.
know. What do you think?
I don't know. I believe that there was a time when Ryan like was like, oh yeah, like I'm going to have kids, but 12?
Cheaper by the dozen did come out when we were
That's
young.
That's true. That's true. And yours, mine, and ours, they were just like with the big families.
I know.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oof. Right. Is it Drake in that? Drake, yes. Like from Drake and Josh? Yeah.
Yes.
And Hilary Duff.
And the girl from
no,
Sky
Hilary
High.
Cheaper
oh,
from
the she's dozen. Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Who?
The girl from Sky High. I'm blanking on her name.
Oh, yes.
Danielle Panabaker?
Panabaker?
Of the Panabaker sisters.
Of Panabaker sisters.
Of Panabaker fortune?
Yes.
I feel like she at one point was Delulu with the 12 kids.
The 12
kids.
Just
for ha-ha-ha's.
So then do you think it's the ponies?
Showing ponies sounds like I've never heard about
that.
That's
so out there.
But Indiana.
That's what
Indiana.
I'm like, maybe her family.
She could have gone out there and they're like, do you want to be in the pony show? Like, take a pony.
And we know we're down to be in a show.
Yes.
So she's like, I'll be in the show. She doesn't know what she was doing, but she was like, I'm down.
A show?
A show.
Sign me up. That was it.
You're so right.
So I feel like that happened.
Yeah.
But like VP in school and I'm like, and all the stories, she was like, I was only there for like the fun. And like to be that, I feel like they are so anal about you. Oh, you have to have like the highest grades. You have to have this like requirements to be VP of what was it?
VP elementary
school.
Grade.
Yeah.
I also like, I don't know. I could totally see her winning it. So I'm like, I would vote for her.
And I was in VEP, very important person because also
not VIP.
Oh. Because I was like, like, I'm vice a hell yeah.
president.
They're just very vice person. President. There's no important.
Very person.
Very person.
Very human.
That's why I'm like, I would vote for her.
If she's the VIP, I'm voting for her.
Because I... Who here is really giving VP energy on like this bitch?
Well, they're very person.
You are very person.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would
you.
Vote for you as a very person.
Thank you.
What do you think, Sierra?
I could see the president one being the lie because maybe the truth is that she lost. Like she ran and she lost.
That was so many.
But Paloma's just focused on being very person right now.
Very.
What all do you right, think?
I want to lock in the VP.
Let's go VP.
Let's go VP.
Correct.
Yes!
Correct.
Nice job.
Except the showing ponies had nothing to do with Indiana or anything like
give
that.
It to us,
I
then.
Was in Girl Scouts and we went to like some, I don't know, some away camp and there was like horses there and all that stuff. And I wanted to, and at the end you could do like a thing to win an award. And I wanted to do the riding show. Like I wanted to ride the horse and like that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't get picked for that because I like wasn't the best at it and I didn't want to show the ponies, but I was giving face and
she
that's
was in
why
a show.
And I was so mad because I was like, I don't want to show the ponies, like oh my god. And I was having the worst allergies ever, obviously
being around all the
animals and like horses and stuff. It was so bad, but I like walked the pony and I was like
girl.
Yeah, and so I won. Yeah.
They were like, nobody looked at the pony. They were,
no,
just,
they were just looking at
me. You catwalking down that
yep.
shit.
Yep. And I did used to want 12 kids because of Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, yes! I love that you got it from that. Yeah.
I can't believe it, but yeah. that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was what it was. Because I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. There's so many kids. And they're like, I mean, it's like they're struggling, but like, how fun.
Yeah.
Delusional.
It's giving fun part.
It's
like
giving
party
like
house.
Fun party like, house. Yeah. Exactly.
I love
exactly.
it. Damn.
And I did run for VP and I lost.
Mm.
So you were right.
I also lost seventh
damn.
Grade, though.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It's that feeling of like, dang, I just shouldn't
dang.
Have run.
I know. I'm like
what
now
was this
I
is embarrassing.
For? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to make like posters and do. I did all this stuff. It was so dramatic.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Y'all ready for this? Okay.
We switched to the SpongeBob one, didn't we?
I think so.
I have never broken a bone. I've never had a showmance. And I've never missed a flight.
I feel like I just want to go right away.
Showmance has to happen. You can't do theater without a showmance.
Bro.
And if she says she hasn't, I'll tell her she's a liar
look
to
at
her face. No, I know. I will look at her and I'll say, you are lying.
I was loving boys and doing all this stuff. And I want this. And I was kissing everybody. Bro, come on. Come
Sierra,
on.
You had
on,
a show.
Come on,
that's
come on,
true.
Has,
true.
That's got to be it. Okay.
It's got to be true.
And then what was the other ones? Oh, that she's never broken a bone. She played a lot of sports. That feels.
Yeah.
That feels like a bit of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Like the soccer and all that stuff.
Okay.
And she said she was like playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this girl's giving missed a flight.
Bro, she's always late.
I feel like she missed a flight. Okay, you've never broken a bone. I think that's what I want to submit. I don't want to think anymore.
I don't.
Final decision.
Okay.
But it's which one's the lie. So I've never broken a bone. I've never missed a flight. And I've never had a showmance.
Oh, shit.
Right. Wait, okay, hold on. The only thing I'm questioning
never
now.
Never missed a flight.
I don't know about that. Well, I was going to say showmance, and only because I feel like she's always, when she was younger doing shows, she was like in relationships that maybe weren't not relevant to the show. Like
yeah,
they were from school. I mean, I guess that doesn't matter.
I was going to say, I feel like
that doesn't matter.
I've seen a lot of girls that have had boyfriends and somehow there's still a showmance going on and it's not cheating. They're not doing, they're just like showmancing.
Who cares?
So I don't know what to.
Oh God, I don't know now.
A broken bone. I don't know if I've ever heard her mention anything about
broken. No, but like the
about
amount
broken.
Of sports and like having boys as brothers like just sounds like broken bone century. I think I meant to say central. Broken bone central, but whatever.
But also, I've never missed a flight. I feel like she has missed a flight.
I feel like she's missed a flight too. She's yeah.
So then that's the lie, right? Because I've never.
Oh, right. I don't want to be wrong.
I'm submitting flight.
I'm going to go with broken. No. Sorry. Wait. Hold on. I think I'm going to go with flight as well.
Okay.
I feel wrong. Showmance.
Final answer, showmance.
Showmance.
You are both wrong. I've broken a bone. I have never had a showmance and I've never missed a flight. I know.
Sierra, you were lying to me right now.
I feel like showmance. I did miss out on like a pinnacle theater experience by never having a showmance. But I was always like the wing woman.
Mm.
I was like the matchmaker of the cast. Like I loved doing that, of being like, so, like, what do you think of her? Like, what do you think of him? Like,
I never had a showmance either.
Okay.
So I feel that. Oh, yeah. Period.
Oh, yeah, me either. I'm so devoted to the art. I'm too busy.
I'm too focused. If it had fallen in my lap, like, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
And I probably kissed half the people I've ever done a show with.
100%.
But it wasn't a showmance.
Right.
It was just, like, theater kids being... Never had a showmance, yeah. And you were right. A lot of the times it was, like, especially in high school, because I had two, like, long-term back-to-back relationships.
See?
Like, yeah.
That's why I was like, this girl would be in relationships. Like, again, just like what you said.
I know.
That really doesn't mean much sometimes.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think that the word also showmance is like different for everyone because sometimes it could be like, oh, you were really like own like talking to some guy and like really going to start dating him or whatever. But there's like showmances where like they just really have crushes on each other and they're with each other all the time and nobody tells anybody anything. And I would consider that a showmance.
Right.
So which is why I'm like, if you thought he was cute and we kissed him during the show, it's kind of giving showmance.
Right.
Even if you didn't like do plan anymore.
Plan to be with them after. Yeah.
Like if you kissed in the green room during chain, what? Like that's a showmance. I feel like I never even had that.
I wasn't doing that.
Because again, I was the amount of boys in the cast already, minimal.
Slim.
Right. Yep. Very slim.
Mm-hmm. Very slim.
Then it was like the amount of straight boys in the cast.
Even slimmer.
Even slimmer. And then from that pool of like, two or three, I was playing matchmaker
for the other girls. Yeah. If you were one of those boys, you were probably already playing a love interest with another girl, which wasn't me.
Yep.
I was not.
So that's your showmance. Like in our minds, we're like, Spring Awakening. Okay, Venla and him.
They're probably going to do whatever. Yeah, yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
I've had three onstage kisses. Two were gay. One was married. So.
Period. Right.
Right.
And then, yeah, I broke my arm as a child. We used to do this thing. We called it toddler luge. So Austin had all of these, like, toddler bikes and things, right? Like the little cozy coupe and the tricycle. My parents have that big hill on the side of their house. So from, like, 8 years old to up until, like, 12 or 13, we would have all of our friends over, line up these – sit in these toys, these little toddler toys on the top of the hill and ride them down to see how fast we could go.
Mm.
And I broke my arm doing the toddler luge.
I was going to say, that sounds like a broken bone waiting to happen.
Yep. How do you win toddler luge?
You break your arm.
Yeah.
That's the game you keep playing until someone gets hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and it was my fault too because we kept trying to one up it and it was like, oh, I'm going to put my feet over the handlebars. It was one of those little like plastic Fisher Price trikes.
Yep. I can see it.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as you said that's what you were doing with the toddler toys, I was like, okay.
Because I used to take mine down the driveway too. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh yeah, and I would get in trouble because what are we doing? There was always a crack on the driveway for you to just like flip up. Oh yeah.
And that bump.
I hit a bump.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah.
We all live the same life.
Yeah.
All right. My next one is, I have never had Taco Bell's Mexican pizza. I have never had McDonald's McRib, and I have never had a sundae from Dairy Queen.
Oh, the Dairy Queen one must be criminal. Well, I guess unless you have a, what's the good one?
Blizzard,
yeah.
Mm.
Like a sundae. Who's going to Dairy Queen for a sundae?
Right. But also, I feel like at one point, that is what people did.
Not
like,
the Blizzard.
But like, I think people were getting like sundaes. Remember how big sundaes were back in the day? Yeah. Like nobody's talking about sundaes anymore, but I feel like that was a thing. And I also do not, but I don't think, I think that she's never had the pizza from Taco Bell. That sounds like something she's super not interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
like you're
going
to go to Taco Bell and get
You're going to get a Crunchwrap Supreme and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But
so,
it's the iconic Mexican pizza.
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
Yeah, she's trying to talk us out of it. It's the pizza.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, so what is it? I've never had.
Yeah, I've never had to any of them.
I've never had
this Mexican pizza, the McRib. And Dairy Queen Sunday.
Okay, I think that you have had the Dairy Queen Sunday and the McRib, and I think you have not had. So I think, wait, how do we play this game?
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're picking the one she has done.
Yeah.
So you have, okay. You have had
the McRib.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. Yeah, you have had the McRib.
Okay.
That's final answer.
Maybe I played this game wrong.
Are you dumb?
I think I'm fucked up, you guys. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Because, wait, now that you said that, because the answer, the true, is that I've never had Taco Bell's Mexican pizza. I've never done that.
Yeah, and that's what you said to us.
I'm
so it should have been, I've had Mexican pizza.
I've had the Mexican pizza.
You went straight to never have I ever.
Yeah.
Okay, but we were right about
but
the
no,
pizza.
But no, but I was going to say, but yeah, you know, but you're we so were right. That was absolutely, when you what you said before you put it all together and I realized I was wrong, you were like, oh yeah, she's had the McRib, she's had the Sunday, but she's never had. And I was like, yep, that's the truth.
Yep.
So the truth is, so even though I misspelled in grammar, cannot, have not, it is okay. I have had a Sunday from Dairy Queen and I have had the McRib.
Yes.
I have never, had the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. I didn't even know it existed until it came back and people were like,
Doja Cat was like
losing their mind
doing
about it.
The and most about it on TikTok.
I remember, and I was like, I was at a photo shoot one time with Katie and she was like, oh my God, it's back. Like, and I was like, a what? She's
the
like,
what?
We're gonna go to Taco Bell and get the Mexican pizzas. Like, they just came back. And I was like, she's like, Paloma, you got it. I'm like, I hear you, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about. A pizza at Taco Bell, did that girl that's giving a little not good.
Right.
And so then, and in that moment, she was like, no, these are like from childhood. Like people like.
I didn't
Wait, really?
I brought it up to Ryan and he, and I was like, cause like, ew. And he was like, that actually like cut deep, Paloma, because they are a part of my childhood. He goes, he's like, I remember growing up and eating those, like those were so iconic. And that's why when it came back, everyone was like, that remembered.
I didn't know. I thought they were new.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were from back in the day.
They just came back and they are permanently on the menu.
Oh.
Is what I've heard, but I've never had one.
Right.
Comment below if you have had one and you enjoy it, and it might encourage me to do it. I saw a picture of it and I thought they had spread marinara on the top of it, but it was actually the salsa from.
Okay,
but I looked at a photo
sense.
And I was like,
ew.
Ew. And Ryan was like, excuse you. He was like, that's not very nice to just say ew.
Right, right.
And I was like, he's personally offended.
Yeah. You can't just say
ew. Oh, I see.
Okay. It looks a little bit like marinara at glance, and I'm like, disgust.
That also just kind of looks like a double-decker tostada.
Yeah, it also like bagel looks like bites. An inside-out, like, Crunchwrap.
So then Ryan said that. He's like, why? He's like, oh, but you like a Crunchwrap Supreme? It's the same thing, Paloma. It's just like in a different, they're giving
different
it to
font.
You in a different way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taco Bell is the same ingredient. It's just different font in different ways.
Right.
And I was like, you're so right, sir. Before I accused this, I thought it was marinara. And you are so right. I shouldn't even ill food to begin with. I'm sorry.
Right.
So that's how that went. And I don't know how to play the game. So
great.
We're doing good over
awesome,
here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Ryan, I think you're next.
I am.
You got me like, do I know how to, am I doing this correctly? I think I am doing it right. Okay. I've had a car door shut on my hand. I've never broken a bone. LOL. I used to ride the bus in middle school.
She's definitely had the car door slammed on her hand. I've heard that. I feel like somewhere in the depths of my memory, she's told me that story and I was like, fuck. Because I too also remember having my hand and closing the damn door and having to walk into I had choir practice and my mom dropped me off and so I closed the door and I just was like, and she had driven off and so I just had to like go into class and my thumb was like, so my nail fell off. So it wasn't that bad. And I just remember being like,
what?
Do re mi fa. That was the first time.
Wait, did your nail fall off right then?
No, it took like later.
Oh, it took time.
But it went like
purple
all the way and then fell off. But it was like that impact. Like, and I remember my mom picking me up and I got in the car and I just started crying. And she was like, what happened? Like, and she was like freaking out. She was like, what happened? And I'm just like sobbing and I'm like, oh, when you dropped me off. And she was like, holy shit. And I was like, and I couldn't cry in there. Like, and I was like running late. So I like literally walked into choir practice, like tiptoeing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I know.
Sorry, baby P.
I know. So I feel like I remember.
Yeah.
I don't recall this story at all, but Jesus.
Ouch.
Ow. My thumb's like hurting.
Yeah.
Is that the one you lost to?
My thumb.
It's working, ladies.
Phantom pains.
I totally believe the riding the bus. Did you ever ride the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I rode the bus in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like half the time.
I'm going with bone. And I was going to do that with Sierra, and I regret not doing it. So bone.
Bone.
Incorrect. I've never broken a bone.
Oh, I thought you said I've never broken a bone.
I said I've broken a bone. Oh, did I say I'm not me? No, I got Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did it wrong.
Wait, okay. So we think
I totally
that she has not broken a bone.
Yes.
Yes.
I think she has not broken a bone.
Yep.
Right.
I think you have slammed the car door.
Yes.
And I think you did ride the bus.
I did it wrong. So everyone is right and wrong. I have had the car door shut on my hand. I've never broken a bone, and I never rode the bus in middle school. I wrote two lies and a truth. totally she said, did it wrong. Lie to these bitches.
You know what's funny though? I had such an easier time coming up with the lies than I did the truths. So I get it.
My lies was so, and I think, and actually now that we're here, while I was prepping for the show, I remember at one point Ryan was like, do you know how to play this game? Because I was pitching it and he's like, that's incorrect. So I'm upset that I didn't get to the one that I just fumbled the bag on for him to tell me. Or do you know how to play
how to play the game?
But I did have to also reword some stuff.
Damn.
So like with Paloma's, we were right, but we were wrong.
Yes, because I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, so again, how to play the game.
Give us the stories now.
Okay, so I mean, I've never broken a bone, so I've simply just never broken a bone. Blessings, knock on wood. There's wood somewhere. Getting my hand shut in the car door, we were at like some campsite, and you know how like in the vans that have like the slider like doors? So I was holding my hand like on the side of like the where the doors meet, right?
Yes.
Where you shut the door and then the front door, right? So I was holding my hand here and I was just chatting. And there was a kid in the back, like they were getting ready to leave and they just like slammed the door and it got stuck. And I was like, and then they slid the door open and I was like, oh my God. It kind of was giving when I hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Yesterday, but whatever. But it kind of felt like that. But yeah, I was cracked. It was so insane. And I never rode the bus to school because I never rode the bus to school. So that I did this wrong. I just did it wrong. Please. So sorry for coming for you. I also did it wrong. So I apologize. Hope you accept my apology. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sorry to you guys.
Now I'm like, okay, Sierra, I know. Really?
And
I
literally reread it and was like, no, this is right. I did it right. So do a little double checking just in case.
A little double check. Okay.
Just in case we're all just so stupid. Okay.
All right. These ones are all about dating. My first kiss is now a SoundCloud rapper. When me and my high school boyfriend broke up, I broke into his house to steal back my Pokemon cards. And an A-list celebrity tried to hit on me.
I want the A-list celebrity hitting on her
to be true. I know. I'm going to manifest that.
So I'm going to accept that it's true. Would Sierra break into someone's home for her Pokemon cards?
I feel like yes.
This bitch stole a duck.
She'd steal it.
Sorry. She bought snuck a duck.
She smuggled a duck.
I'm like, she did. That's she the word, paid
smuggle.
For the dog.
Smuggle.
The
sorry,
dog.
Sorry,
duck.
Sorry. But okay. Once you're like in that territory, I'm like, oh, she's down. Like,
right,
well,
right.
Well,
that's true.
Right.
And if Kenzie was around, she was she'd encouraging be like, I'm coming her with you to too. Get yeah, the yeah, cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
she's
true.
Like, oh yeah, girl. Guess what's yours? Go get your kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is tea.
Or her first kiss is now a SoundCloud rapper, which I also think is true. Oh my God, this one's hard. Okay. Is she breaking into houses?
No, like, but I want it to be. No, I really don't think so. But also for the Pokemon cards, probably.
I know. I don't know.
I don't want to look.
I know. Don't look at her. I know she's looking at us, but don't look at her. I don't know. But also how iconic if she did do that.
Maybe that's what it is. I want her to have broken into a house to get her kids.
The A-list. Okay, so then that would mean if those two things are true, if we think that those two things are
then
true.
Then forget the SoundCloud rapper.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But wouldn't we have known? Wouldn't she have told us if an A-list? She didn't say B-list. We're talking A-list is like Drake. Like that's an A-list celebrity. And she's never said that ever.
Right. If like you do, A-list, I hope she needs to use that as clout if she has.
If she's never said, like, come on.
If you have and you haven't told us,
that's
shame.
Crazy, bro. If that was me, I'd be telling everybody.
Right. Okay, you actually bring up the
you
good
know what I'm
point.
I'm like, it's A. She and said maybe, an A-list celebrity.
And I think that you're right on that because maybe it's like a B-list. Like it's really like.
Or it's like a huge like YouTuber or it's like somebody who like was famous like back in the day and like is like not as famous now. That's like B. That's like getting to be C territory.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have told us, especially with all my Raya chat. She's never brought it up.
You're right.
And we talked about Raya and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I don't think that.
I think so,
now,
too.
Now, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's why I wanted it.
I know.
I wanted it for her.
But also, maybe she just didn't talk about it because she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's secret.
Boo. No, it's not. Okay. I don't think. I'm going to go with the A-list celebrity. I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yay!
Completely made that up. There's not even any, like, oh, it was a beat. No.
Right. It was nobody. It was
nothing. Never been hit on by a celebrity.
Gotcha.
And you are so right in the Kenzie being in on it because Kenzie did break into my ex's house with me to get my Pokemon cards
back.
See,
I was like, if she had an ally and it was Kenzie, they got it done.
She's like, we're
going.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. And their first kiss is a SoundCloud rapper now.
Yeah, he is. Mm. He's a SoundCloud rapper.
Good for him.
I believe that.
Yeah. Very, very, like, sweet kid. Very sweet story with the first kiss. But, yeah, now he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Well, good. Mm. I hope you make it big, kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way Sierra's like.
You're so right.
It was literally A-list. I was like, that is like giant celebrities.
Yeah, you like, think like Brad Pitt hit on me and exactly. This is the first time I'm bringing it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. When you started with that, I was like, oh,
God dang. And all this chat about Ryan, the celebrities, I'm like, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T. No. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got it right.
I know. Oh, your turn.
Oh, my God. Is this my last one?
I think so.
Okie dokie. Here is my last one, you guys. I have been to Las Vegas at least 50 times. I don't like gambling, and I have seen Chris Angel perform in Las Vegas.
So these are all Vegas related?
Yeah.
Okay.
50 times.
Her parents like to go.
Yeah, but 50? That's like twice a year since she was born.
Okay, that's tea.
That's a lot.
That's tea.
Are you counting like airport visiting? Like a layover for an hour in Vegas?
No, I'm saying like going to Vegas.
Visit, like you've stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do know that. Like her parents, like that's like something that they did when she was a kid.
Right.
And like she goes now as an adult.
Yeah. Since I've known her, you've definitely gone at least twice a year. So.
Yeah. And Ryan goes.
Yeah.
And for work and stuff. We went last year. We went this year. Okay. And then you don't like gambling. Is that what you said?
Does she like gambling?
I've never seen her gamble.
I love to gamble.
Well, okay, noted. The gambling that I've seen that I've done with her has been like fake gambling just to get like free drinks. So we like sit there and like pretend play, but
and
we don't
like
actually
do the minimum. And get the free drinks.
So I definitely, I mean, if she likes to gamble, she's not good at it and doesn't do it.
Oh my God.
Because I've never seen you for real like sit down and do it.
And you guys having been to Vegas together, like if she loves to gamble.
We would be sitting there and she would be gambling.
Yeah.
But like that's not the tea.
Yeah.
That's not what I've seen.
Yeah.
So I believe that she doesn't like gambling. And then the second one is Chris Angel. What did you say about it?
I've seen Chris Angel in Las Vegas perform.
I feel like I believe that too.
I'm so sorry. Who's Chris Angel?
Chris Angel, Mind Freak, is the gentleman that's like an illusionist. And he's like very famous for standing on top of the like that little pyramid hotel. And he like levitates. That's like his biggest shtick.
Sounds like she's seen it.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's my man. Okay. I had him on my wall. That's the poster I had on in my wall. Yeah, that one.
Oh, you've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. She's seen him.
Look at him.
So what's the lie?
50 times?
Okay, I believe that she doesn't like to gamble. I've never seen it. And maybe she does and she doesn't do it around me because I don't gamble. That could also be it. I don't know. But I just don't think. Chris Angel, I know she, I definitely believe that she's seen him. But also, I believe that she's been to Vegas 50 times.
Right. Like, right, and maybe the Chris Angel one was thrown in there because you know she likes him.
But has she seen him?
I feel like she would have told us about it if she had the poster on her wall.
Right. It would be then a signed photo instead of just the poster.
Right.
Let's go Chris Angel.
Okay, yeah.
That's like a little out there.
Yeah, because she knows doesn't mean that she's seen it in person.
But also if she's been there 50 times.
Not just once
she's gone to see him.
Right. Okay. God.
So and I don't like to gamble.
So what is the lie? Maybe she does like to gamble. Okay. So maybe she does like to gamble, but because I've only been with her 2 times.
Maybe.
And maybe she's like, well, Ryan doesn't gamble. She's just here for the drinks and I'll just do what she's doing.
Well, and maybe that's what she likes about gambling. Cause like I would say I like to gamble, but the way you described it, yeah, that's what I do. I just sit there, you know, the minimum. I think of it like adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Spend some money. I'm probably going to walk away with nothing except maybe a little teeny prize.
Right. Which is the drink.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the the little friendship bracelets.
Right.
And the
eraser.
Uh-huh. The alien that has on a parachute.
Yeah. Right. The whoopee cushion.
It's the tequila soda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe she does like gambling.
Yeah.
Okay. I could send that.
Let's send it.
Okay.
All right.
You like gambling.
You guys were right about the Chris Angel. I have never.
Also, his show closed in like 2018. I was like, she would have been in college, but I wasn't going to say that part.
I wanted to see Chris Angel perform so bad that I would, when I was in Las Vegas, I would like always keep my eyes open because his shtick would he be walking the streets and just go up to random people and do stuff. So I was like, if I'm always like on the streets in the strip, hopefully I can see him. And I've had friends go see the show, get me signed shirts, get me merch, get me bookmarks. I have had everything from the shirts, but I've never had the opportunity to see that show.
Dang.
Wow. Why you were in Vegas so much? Like maybe I will bump into Chris Angel.
Probably. Potentially.
No. Wow.
That was hard.
Yeah.
I mean, we were logistic about all of it. We got there.
We were taxiing at the airport, but we didn't get off. We flew to another place.
Watching you guys talk through that was like awesome though, because you were so right. Was like facts were had, and I was like, oh, they got it. And then when you said, and you're like, no, and then you switched, and I was like, oh my god,
I know. That was good.
I really worked hard because I was like, what do you not know? Me talking about Vegas, like
I was like, well, I've been there with her, so.
And I was like, does she know if I like gambling? I don't like gambling because if my dad's like, oh, here's $100, I'd rather just spend it and know I get something. And I remember telling you, but I was like, we were like, right. I don't know if she remembers.
I went through all of that, right? I was like, but I've only gone 2 times, and if she's gone 50 times, she could have gambled all those other times. Yeah. But right. Like, maybe she didn't because she didn't feel like she needed to, or that was not the vibe. Because I don't gamble.
I go to Vegas minimum like 3 times a year. And it's been happening since I was little. Like, my parents got – so funny story. Probably not good, but side. My parents, when I was really young, they like got in trouble in Las Vegas for like allowing, because I hopped up onto like a little bar or something, and they were like, you can't have your daughter here. So they got kicked out of like that hotel because they were like gambling or whatever. And I just hopped up, and mine, they were like, wow, what were we doing? I guess we were not watching you so intently. And they were like, right. Such bad parents bringing their right. child to Las Vegas.
And they were like, I just want to see Chris Angel. See
and also, yeah. like, there are children all over Vegas.
Yeah,
all the
there's
time.
a lot of kids in Vegas. Yeah. So my dad loves to gamble, so I have been carried along the ride. And Ryan has worked so much there that through COVID, I traveled to Vegas like felt like once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to a podcast every day. I stand in the sun for 5 minutes every day. I watch YouTube every day.
She definitely stands in the sun every day mm-hmm. for 5 minutes. I feel like that's always a thing when we're on break from the podcast. She's like, I'm going to go outside. Get some sun. Like, that's very much a Ryan thing.
Mm-hmm. My only discrepancy is she's saying 5 minutes. I don't want to be like, oh, I have to at least have 10 minutes or something like that. Because at least you need 5. Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us that 5 is like the minimum?
Yeah. Okay. Because she has said, she's like, I am a plant. I must consume sun. Yes to the sun.
YouTube every day or podcast every day?
YouTube. Because she has to have her ASMR.
Yep.
Yep. So okay. podcast
is the lie.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn it. Damn. Ugh. Boo. Boo. Yeah. The sun. I need the sun. I don't know. I can't. I'm not a dungeon baby. I just like cannot do it.
Me. Yeah.
Dungeon.
I love the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Dungeon. When we lived together, there would be days where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask to open the window today because I know that she's not going to want to. So then tomorrow I'll be like, can we open the curtains because it's been dark in here for 2 days and I need it. And she's like, fine.
I grew up in a really, I guess my home was like always just like dark. Like, and people have mentioned like your like family house doesn't have like a lot of lights. They like it dark too. And so I've grown up in a cave. And now when the blinds are open, I always like, like literally I do every
melts.
Time.
She literally melts.
And so my boyfriend also is like, okay, babe, I'm going to open the curtains. And I'm like, oh my God. And
brace yourself.
Literally, I mean, it's so funny because when the three of us lived together, Ryan and I would be like, open the blinds.
Yeah.
And Paloma would be like, eh. And I'm like, well, it's 2 against 1, so you can't. And also, Ryan and I are both earth signs, so that does check out a little bit with the sun and the earthly measures. And you being a Scorpio scary dungeon child, it checks out for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, Sierra.
Bring
us home.
Last one.
Bring him home. All right. Sorry.
I used to love steak before I became a vegetarian.
Ooh.
I've been to a nude beach and I've been skydiving.
I feel like she has mentioned a story about going to a nude beach.
Okay. I mean, I could believe that. There is a nude beach in San Diego, so.
But was that Sierra? I'm so dead ass. I don't know. I've heard a story about someone visiting a nude beach, but I don't know if it was Sierra to tell me.
Who loves steak?
We'll get there, but I'm still stuck on the skydive. Okay. Like, there would be a video on YouTube of her skydiving, right?
What if she did it when she was a kid? Can kids skydive?
No, I think it would be at least 18 years old.
Okay. And she definitely started vlogging when she was like 19 or something like that. Like 19, 20.
Like if I'm a vlogger, no, I'm I mean, if skydiving, you're, yeah, no. It's, yeah, yeah, no, footage.
For sure. If she
so
was,
that's my only like, okay, I don't think that. There's a video of that.
I think kids can't skydive. Mm-hmm. And if she was grown, she would have vlogged it.
Right.
Because why would she not vlog that?
Right. Right.
Can I weigh in?
Please.
Sure.
Yes.
I think the skydive is a lie and locked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to.
No, lock your own answers. I have no basis. It is
a lie. I mean,
feeling.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know why I'm like, the steak is definitely a lie. I don't know why I feel that way. But.
Yeah, I don't because makes sense. Like, if you go from, like, one side of the spectrum to the other, that's so, like, normal. Like, people do that where they're like, I love it so much that they're just like,
no, I don't.
No, I don't.
Even. Okay.
And, I'm just really strong about the footage. Where are the receipts?
No, I feel that. I feel that. Okay.
Skydiving. Thank you. Final answer.
My heart is telling me the steak.
Then stick to the steak.
I think I'm going to stick to your guns. Steak. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us.
Skydiving.
Yes!
I did used to love steak. So I was a vegetarian as a child, but like vegetarian-ish.
Mm.
And then when I was a teenager, I like just kind of stopped like even really thinking about it. Like, I don't know, you're a teenager, you eat whatever. And I went through a stage where I loved Applebee's steak. That was like my favorite food. Like, after rehearsal, like, because I could drive and my little brother was like in the shows with me, I'd be like, you want to go to Applebee's?
Right.
Because, like, I really want like the Applebee's steak with the shrimp on top. Oh my God.
I'm screaming.
I know the Applebee's steak. She's talking about also the theater girl.
Also, like,
I know the Applebee's.
Yeah. We were also going to Applebee's after rehearsal.
When I was brainstorming for this, Steven told me I should put that one in. He's like, because like to be a vegetarian and like have eaten like hamburgers or corn dogs or whatever, like it's like a little less removed, but like a steak?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's why I'm like,
yeah.
And you said love, and I'm like, who the
loved
I guess
it.
Yeah.
Sierra Applebee's. Loves
yeah,
steak.
I heard that. I was like, she used to love this meat. I know it. She did.
Yeah. And now usually I'm like grossed out at the thought of like myself eating meat. But talking about this Applebee's steak, I'm like.
I mean, you loved it. You miss it.
Just that meal. That's the Applebee's steak.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Dang it.
And I've never been skydiving. So.
And if you were, you would have been
the footage.
Thank you.
You're right.
Okay. But I did lie to Steven when we first started talking. Is
didn't
that how you knew?
Did you tell us this on Monday? Weren't they here?
No, Jaden and Kenzie were here.
Oh my God. Okay. I was like, I don't know from where, because I feel like I would have remembered Jace being there, and it could have been a figment of my imagination, but I was like, no.
Yeah. I am like terrified of the idea of like skydiving. Like, I'm fine with heights if I'm like restrained.
Right.
But like jumping, absolutely not.
Right.
And when Steven and I first started talking, he had gone skydiving twice. And he was like, I want to go again. It's so fun. Me trying to like relate to anything I could was right. Like, wow, that sounds so fun. I'd love to do that someday with like zero intention of ever following through.
Right.
And then we like actually start dating and stuff. And like 6 months into our relationship, he's like, hey, my brother and I were like talking about going skydiving. I know you've always wanted to go. I was like, I'm so sorry, but I completely made that up.
I am so sorry. No.
Yeah.
Damn.
But the reason it came up is we were saying if we ever did a Schultzy channel video
where
we all face our biggest fears, Kenzie was like, it would have to be skydiving for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you threatened to put like strap me to a chair and make me relax.
See,
why has Steven gone skydiving so many times at such a young age? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's what I asked him. I'm like, skydiving twice is like interesting because like you'd think like you do it once and
you're
like
awesome set.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he really loved it.
Yeah. He said he'd love to go again.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I was going to say, not with me.
Oh my gosh. I would love to go skydiving. My only fear is one of my uncles recently like went and he did mess up his back. So now my mom's like, see, he had to have surgery because like when you pull the chute, it just like,
rocks your body.
There's a jolt or whatever and it hurt his back or whatever. And she's like, and to have that for the rest of your life. And I'm like, so maybe I still do it. But when I'm like older and like everything already hurts, so might as well just, you know?
Right.
Us at 90, whee!
Yeah. Because I'm like, to send it right now at 27, like that would be the rest of my life.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. You could just step funny and fuck up your knee. Like shit does happen.
So, right. And I do. And that happens.
Right.
I literally slept wrong the other day and I could not look this way for so long. Oh, this is me.
Oh, yeah.
So I also feel like holding off on the skydiving, but also will do. For sure, before I pass away.
Well, you and Steven can go have a good time.
Yeah, and I will be on the ground getting you that footage.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
I love that that's how you figured it out, too.
Dang.
And I'm sitting here trying to be like, I didn't start YouTube when I was 19. I could have done it in that year, but of course I didn't.
Well, I was, right. The whole, like, kids probably can't skydive. I've never seen kids skydiving before.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to. It seems so obvious, and that's the other reason why I didn't want to choose it, is because it seemed so obvious that that was the one. So I was like, okay, the steak. That seems like low stakes.
Ah. Yeah. I felt that like as a trap. I heard it, and I was like,
I know.
It's giving trap.
Yeah. Right. And it was.
And it was.
And it was.
I've been to quite a few nude beaches. There's Black's Beach in San Diego, which is a nude beach. Been there a couple times. And then traveling in Europe, most of the beaches are, like, clothing optional.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And usually I would like wear a swimsuit or at least swim bottoms. But right. there were a couple times that I was like, yeah.
There's a beach in New York that's like not officially like the LGBTQ plus beach, but like it is the LGBTQ plus beach. Like oh. that's like the T. And yeah. Again, it's unofficial. There's like no signs that say that. But like you go there and you're like, oh, I know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's like clothing optional. Mm. And that was like the first time I went to like it's not a nude beach, but I went to a clothing optional beach and I didn't wear a top. And I was like, wow, this is, at first I was like, no one look at me. And then I was like, ain't nobody looking at me anyways.
Yeah.
Child. So right. it was lit. And it was
no
so
tan
hot.
Lines?
So it was great.
Yeah, that
no
sounds fantastic.
But also like sunscreen. I took a friend of Black's once and she did not reapply Ooh. On her sensitive areas that have never seen the light of day.
Oh,
and she blistered. It was a problem.
Wow.
Tragic. Especially this like side boot part that like girl. Never sees. I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she got the nickname yeah. B-Nips after that.
No.
Because of blisters.
B-Nips.
B-Nip.
Poor thing. Oh. Thinking about you, B-Nips.
Yeah, yeah, thinking of you.
Dang.
If you've ever had a sunburn in a sensitive area, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I see you.
But don't let that hold you back from the nude beach because right. it is liberating.
Just apply the sunscreen yeah. and keep applying it.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
And
on that note,
thank you for watching this episode of 20 Whatever. Let us know how you fared in your guesses with the two truths and a lie. And let us know if you want to see that Never Have I Ever episode, because that would be fun.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
We already started playing it this round.
Yeah, you got a sneak peek because we don't know how to play any games. But make sure to subscribe. We're trying to hit 100K. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else. And we will see you next week.
Bye.